Well, palliative care and the way it's used for people with intellectual disabilities has come up at the Disability Royal Commission today. Palliative care, of course, is for those with life-limiting or terminal illnesses where other treatments have been exhausted. But the evidence today lifted the lid on its use for people with intellectual disabilities who've had no prior treatment. They are people who die, but who could have been saved. Eleni Soltis reports.
Saving a person's life isn't in the job description of a palliative care specialist. But this specialist has told the Royal Commission she has had cases where a person with an intellectual disability has been inappropriately referred to her.
But on several occasions, in the case of people with intellectual disabilities, they referred to me before they've been offered any treatment for their, what is usually a cancer. And this, you know, has greatly concerned me.
Witness AAJ has told the Royal Commission poor decision-making by health practitioners has resulted in people with an intellectual disability being undertreated and mistreated. In one instance, a 37-year-old man with an intellectual disability was referred to her after he was diagnosed with a very rare skin tumour. The Royal Commission has heard he was never given the option of treatment. Witness AAJ decided to intervene and pushed for a second opinion, and that made all the difference.
A drug came on the market in this year, which is a new immunotherapy, which he's responded to really, really well. And he's, as I was told the other day, like a new man. So he's not just alive, he's a lot better. And I cannot prove it, but I really feel that first decision was made on the basis of him having an intellectual disability.
This was a happy ending, but witness AAJ says she has also seen patients whose deaths were preventable. In one instance, the Royal Commission was told a 40-year-old man with a mild to moderate intellectual disability had died from cancer, which had spread to his bowel after a general practitioner, on numerous occasions, attributed this man's bleeding to hemorrhoids. Later in the hearings, the Royal Commission heard from a mother whose daughter had difficulty communicating with hospital staff.
She had 12 seizures at least, and no one looked in her mouth. Sarah was not happy. She was clearly in some pain.
Jane Lehman's daughter Sarah had Dravet syndrome, which is a rare form of epilepsy. When she experienced at least a dozen consecutive seizures and severely bit her tongue, she couldn't tell anyone in hospital. Ms. Lehman, who is also a clinical nurse, has told the Royal Commission she developed a so-called hospital passport for Sarah, which is a document that set out all of Sarah's health information. It was also a guide to communication and a list of her likes and dislikes.
So that document changed things, and we got told in that last hospitalisation they wished everybody with intellectual disability came in with that information.
Ms. Lehman has told the Royal Commission she would like to see these passports implemented across the entire health system. Numerous witnesses today said the health system needs to improve. One witness told the Royal Commission Australia can and should do better. Quoting a former Australian of the Year, "The standard you walk past is the standard you accept." The hearings are continuing in Sydney.
Eleni Soltis with that report.